Top of the morning to you. This is a market brief for Tuesday, July 11th, 2017. Crop conditions continue to deteriorate as hot and dry weather has set in for most of the Corn Belt. Corn conditions this week dropped to 65% of the crop rated as either good or excellent, down from 68% last week and 76% last year. 19% of the crop is silking or pollinating. For soybeans, 62% of the crop is now rated as good or excellent. That's down 2 points from last week's readings and well below last year's 71%. Spring wheat has got only 35% of the crop rated as either good or excellent. That's down 2% from last week and exactly half of what the ratings were last year. In fact, the epicenter of this year's drought does seem to be the Dakotas, where much of the U.S. spring wheat is grown. The forecast isn't all that spiffy either. There is some rain predicted for the northern half of the eastern Corn Belt in the 7-day window, but unfortunately, most of the Corn Belt is forecast to have hot and dry weather set back in both the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14-day forecast windows. This is really unfortunate news for the corn crop, as it is estimated that 60% of the U.S. corn crop this year will pollinate between the 10th and the 20th of July. This has been a market brief for Tuesday, July 11th.